Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
We have breaking news in the case of the former New England Patriots star charged with murder, Aaron Hernandez. The Boston Globe is reporting that he is also being investigated in connection with a 2012 double murder here in Boston. Also today, a 28-year-old man from Bristol, Connecticut, was arrested in connection with the investigation. Aaron Hernandez was a star player at Bristol Central High. He's now charged with murder in the execution-style shooting of his friend, the semi-pro player Odin Lloyd. This story has been incredible. Prosecutors claim they have security camera video of Hernandez from his friend Odin Lloyd's home in Dorchester to Hernandez's home miles away near Rhode Island to an industrial park where they say video shows Hernandez and Lloyd entering the park. Odin Lloyd's bullet-riddled body was found there later. By the way, we're going to take a closer look at his security cameras tomorrow, but right now, let's bring in Jeff Benedict, a contributor to Sports Illustrated, author of Pros and Cons, The Criminals Who Play in the NFL. And Jeff, you were very familiar with Aaron Hernandez.
Well, you know, Aaron Hernandez has a bit of a track record, obviously, that it comes before this. He had issues at Florida when he was one of the best tight ends in the United States and helped lead the Gators to a national championship. So for those of us who follow college football and pro football, and particularly players who get in trouble off the field, this is not new.
Well, and he has a past history of problems. And meanwhile, earlier this month, a lawsuit filed in Florida alleged that he shot a convicted drug dealer in the face after partying at a strip club in Miami. That was just a month ago. You did an investigation of, criminal background checks on over 2,800 college football players. You found 204 had records. This was back in 2010 when you co-wrote a cover story for Sports Illustrated. And of those 204 players, 56 had, perpetrated violent crimes. So what is your sense as you hear this story today?
Well, it says a couple things, Robin. I mean, number one is, college football coaches have an enormous amount of say as to what players who had trouble in their juvenile years are going to get the privilege of a college scholarship. And the reason that's such a huge thing is because most colleges do not perform criminal background checks on high school recruits. They leave it in the total discretion of a college recruiter whether to say yes or no. So a guy who's had a past in high school, he's used a gun, he's been in fights, he's used drugs, he's been in a gang, if you bring that kid to college and give him what we call a second chance on a football scholarship, and then he breaks the law in college, maybe steps it up, to a crime that's more serious than what he did as a juvenile, and you continue to allow him to stay and to further his pedigree for the NFL, I mean, really, I think there's some culpability or responsibility there on the part of these football coaches and these universities who allow this to happen. And we've seen this time and time again in a Sports Illustrated piece. We were, frankly, alarmed to see that of the top 25 teams in the country, only two of them did background checks on players, and many of those teams had players on their rosters who'd been arrested for serious crimes in their juvenile years and then again in college.
Well, and you said this sort of the part of the dangerous mix here is that if bad actors are continually rewarded and move up through high school to college scholarships and then to the pros, by the time they get those big money contracts, if they still have the same bad habits, it almost makes it exponentially worse.
Yeah, because, for starters, great athletes have to be, I don't want to say arrogant, but they have an air of confidence about them, and they're used to living by a different set of rules. If you're a bad actor and then you couple that with, $40 million is an enormous amount of money to anybody. And when you put that in the hands of a kid who's 22 years old and you surround him with a safety net of people who basically make excuses for him when he gets in trouble, I think you can see where in certain circumstances that can be a really, powerful recipe for problems. And it's not the league doesn't know this. And to give the league credit, the league has done a lot since I started looking at this issue in the 90s to try to come down on crime and to reduce the risk of players getting in trouble. But there's this enormous temptation, the lure of a player that's so good and big and fast to just keep giving him another chance, even though you know there's things going on, like going to strip clubs, carrying unlicensed weapons, hanging around with people that continuously get into trouble. These are huge warning signs that, you know, there's trouble ahead, and you may not be able to predict just how big it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, and just obviously, this is just a charge at this point. Aaron Hernandez charged with the shooting of his friend. This is, again, the semi-pro player Odin Lloyd. But as we said, the Boston Globe is reporting that he, Aaron Hernandez, might also be investigated in connection with a 2012 double murder. And as we said, a month ago, a lawsuit was filed about the shooting of a convicted drug dealer, Hernandez, a suspect in that case. And so, again, he has not been convicted at this moment. But what do you make of this security footage that's not just showing him, tracking him, driving all across Massachusetts, but also in his home? He apparently had information on his cell phone that he allegedly tried to destroy. Quite something.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously there's been a lot said in the last 24 hours about all this footage and the digital record that tracks those critical hours. I mean, and that's just a new phenomenon, you know, throughout our country. We have a lot more cameras, and many of these cameras were on private property, such as where the killing actually took place. I think the bigger issue here that you have to wonder about, though, is there are more and more reports of these professional athletes who have weapons and who carry them. And on one hand, you say, well, they're famous, they're wealthy, they carry them for protection. But the truth is, these guys can hire protection. And they do hire protection, and the teams provide protection. I think the bigger question is, why are these guys carrying unlawful weapons and, in some cases, you know, sort of parading that fact?
Yeah, and what should the teams perhaps do about that and making requirements of that? Jeff Benedict, a contributor to Sports Illustrated. I was mentioning all the security because I guess it goes to show you may live in a gated community in a $1 million house, but you can still be seen. Jeff Benedict, Sports Illustrated, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Latest news is next, here and now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The ICA with Barry McGee. Vibrant paintings and installations capture the energy of the street in this 20-year retrospective on view now. ICABoston.org. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Summer School offers courses for high school, college, and adult students to earn academic credit and experience Harvard campus life. Summer.harvard.edu.